On most issues, the candidates were in agreement. Sitka needs to incentivize business development and rein in spending in order to keep user fees like mortgage and electrical rates down. 39-year-old Aaron Bean currently holds a seat on the Assembly. Bean says that if he's elected to the mayor's chair, it will be a chance for the Assembly to shift polarity and do things differently than it does now.
I will run the meetings a little differently. I feel that the agenda will be, I will have an agenda, and my agenda is to grow the tax base here in Sitka. We need to be inviting new families and using resources that we have in the land that we're not now. And I'm going to charge staff with that. If I'm elected mayor, some of the first things I'll be doing is sitting down with department heads and our administrator, hopefully, and ironing out some of the disconnects within the department.
If he fails to win the mayor's seat, Bean will remain on the Assembly with another year left in his term. Winning the mayor's chair for Ben Miyasato, however, is a case of all or nothing. The 54-year-old's Assembly seat expires with this election. Miyasato has served concurrently on both the Sitka Tribal Council and the Sitka Assembly and is no stranger to governance. Given the number of difficult decisions the Assembly has made recently, he emphasized that his strength was keeping engaged with the public through hard times.
How you set the tone really does matter to the public. And this is one where right now there is a lot of dissatisfaction with the decisions that we're making. None of them are easy. That's something that I'm hoping the public understands, that the decisions we make are not taken lightly. There's a lot of thought put into them. And I think as mayor, that's one where I definitely have the ability to listen to everyone. I'm approachable.
All three candidates are lifelong Sitkins, but at 79, Gary Paxton leads the pack in seniority. Although he's never been an elected office holder, Paxton served 9 years working closely with the Sitka Assembly as municipal administrator, and he was the Southeast Regional Director for the State Department of Transportation. His philosophy is simple. Let's not do more with less. Let's just do less. He believes Sitka's local government is spending too much. Paxton doesn't specify how he'll reverse that, but he believes Sitkins are capable of finding solutions together.
We all love this town, and I want to do everything I can with fellow Assembly members to bring trust within the Assembly, within our city staff, and within our community, so that we just feel good about who we are and where we are and where we live.
The only dramatic disagreement between the candidates on issues came on an issue that they'll have no control over, State Ballot Proposition 1, or the Yes for Salmon initiative. Asked by a chamber member how they'll vote, Bean, a commercial fisherman, said he was undecided. Ben Miyasato was a solid yes. Gary Paxton was a no, saying that Alaska had sufficient regulations on the books already to protect salmon. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.